This weekend sees the third Manchester Anarchist Book Fair. I'm Claire and I'm here with Bob to talk about it. So, Bob, when is the book fair exactly?
Well, as you said there, Claire, it's this Saturday coming, that's the 26th of September, and it starts at 11 o'clock in the morning and goes on till 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
And where will we find the book fair this weekend?
Just like last year, it's at a club in Portsmouth Street. It's called Jabez Clegg, that's J-A-B-E-Z-C-L-E-G-G. We're upstairs, we've got the whole upstairs of Jabez Clegg. There's one large room for book fair and a smaller room which we're going to have some workshop stroke meetings at. How to find it is quite simple. It's just off Oxford Road, quite near the Students' Union. If you're coming up from the town centre, you'd walk up, and just before you get to the Students' Union building, there's a bank on the left-hand side. You take the road right before the bank, I think that's Portsmouth Street, you walk down there, and Jabez Clegg is 2 minutes down the way. And like I say, we'll be upstairs.
And what do you mean by an anarchist book fair?
Well, Anarchist Book Fair, it's a place where anarchists get together to sell, give away, swap, distribute, talk about books, and it's also a place for where we have workshops and discussions on topics that we think are of interest to folk.
And also, who's organising it this weekend?
It's organised by a combination, really. I'm in a group called the Anarchist Federation, and we've put a lot of effort into organising this book fair, but it's not just an effort that we're doing ourselves. We're doing it with friends of ours in Manchester. Some of them actually were organising the book fair before we got involved, and so it's very much a collective effort of anarchists in Manchester who think this is an important thing to do.
Okay, and who is going to be there this weekend?
Well, we'll be having anarchist groups. We'll be having some of the large organisations that distribute anarchist and radical literature and music around the country. When I say anarchist groups, there should be at least three there, hopefully. There'll be ourselves, the Anarchist Federation, there'll be the Solidarity Federation, which are another what I would consider to be important organisation in this country, and there'll be Class War should be there, which is great because they're another one of the three main groups. We're hoping there'll be one or two others there, but we don't really know yet. Also, there'll be campaigning groups from Manchester and around the country. So we'll have the animal protection people will be there, Corporate Watch. We'll have the Ethical Consumer, Hands Off the People of Iran. We'd have the Climate Action, because Climate Action's been in the news recently, hasn't it, with the climate camp in London, and recently with the disgusting apology for action that's been coming out of the various states of the world. And really importantly, the No Borders group will be there, who are a very, very strong group that campaign to direct action for asylum seekers and for people having the right to live wherever they feel.
Okay, fantastic. So is this just really about selling books on magazines? You mentioned workshops as well. It sounds like there's something a bit more productive, if you like. Could you just expand on that for me a bit more?
Sure. We've got four workshops planned. That's four sessions of about 50 minutes to an hour. The first one's is a repeat of one we did last year. It really was quite successful. We called it Anarchism 101. We invited representatives or spokespeople from the various anarchist groups present just to sit there to do a very brief introduction to what they mean by anarchism, and then to answer any questions that were thrown at them from the audience. I remember last year I was the one who did it, and it was a good solid discussion for 50 minutes that went on. We've got that's at 12 o'clock. At 1 o'clock we've got a couple of people from the No Borders Network in Manchester who will be doing a brief introduction on what No Borders means, and then again it'll be a panel discussion, so we'll be fielding questions from members of the audience there. Well, 2 o'clock is one that's quite interesting. I've never done one like this before. It's called Anarchism and Archaeology. I think that's a subject rather close to your heart, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. This is a particularly interesting aspect of how we deal with living cultures, I think, within the concepts of anarchist philosophy today. So, this is something myself I'll be talking about at the at the book fair this weekend. We're looking at a case study of the Archaeologists for Global Justice, who are a loose association, free association network of individuals who are looking at critiquing current archaeology and the heritage industry with relation to living cultures. So yeah, watch out for that one.
I think it'd be good. It's one I'm actually really looking forward to going to. Finally, we've got one that's entitled Target Braemar. People may not have heard of Braemar, but most people have heard of Smash Edo, which is a campaigning group in Brighton that's aiming to shut down Edo, which is a large armaments manufacturer. Target Braemar is trying to do similar work in Manchester against the Braemar company. So we're hoping that that people, when they attend that one, will find out and maybe want to get engaged and get involved in it. Anyway, isn't it time we stop for a bit of music?
I think so. Let's go to a fantastic piece by a group called Sander Commander, a local Manchester band.
Okay, it's called The Good, The Bad and The Bunny. It's a group that I've heard playing around town a few times. They're a new band. They've been going about a year now. I promised the guys that I'd play one of their tracks when I was on the show tonight. This one, so it's called The Good, The Bad and The Bunny, and it'll be on their forthcoming EP. It hasn't come out yet. You can actually listen to it on their MySpace website, which is obviously myspace.com/SanderCommander. That's SanderCommander. And also they've got lists of their upcoming gigs on. They're playing Night and Day in Manchester on the 3rd of October at 9 o'clock, which should be quite a good one. Okay.
Fantastic. Well, we'll look forward to listening to them in the future.
Bunny, truly, to your ears, you lies, we deserve.
back. My name is Claire and I'm here with Bob of the Anarchist Federation to talk about this weekend's Anarchist and Radical Book Fair. So, we spoke earlier regarding some of the talks that would be available for people to tap into, the workshops about introduction to anarchism, anarchism and archaeology, looking at the arms trade and how we can stop that through helping the Target Braemar campaign, for example. On to other things that are just as important as radical talks is the refreshments that are available at this weekend's book fair.
That's just an anarchist army marches on its stomach, Claire.
Absolutely, that's right.
Okay, yeah, well, we're trying to make sure that there's enough food there to keep everybody happy. There should be an absolute plethora of cakes, chocolate vegan cakes, which obviously will be very sought after. We're doing sandwiches for people. I think we're charging £150, £170 for a sandwich, something like that.
I think so, yeah. We'll be finalising those on the day. It just depends how much the stuff costs, to be honest.
Yeah, they'll be vegan. They'll be gallons of tea and coffee, because obviously the anarchists need tea and coffee to keep going. If you don't get the caffeine to keep them touching the ceiling with...
soldiering on, I think.
Soldiering on, yeah. They just can't cope. So that'll all be taken care of.
Okay, and is there anything else about this weekend's book fair that we should be considering?
Anything else we should be considering? Well, I think really that try and get as many people down there as possible. Last year, I think it's very difficult to know how many people turned up, but we reckon there were about 300. I know that at the beginning of the book fair, those of us who organised it were all agonising and stressing over it. Oh my God, nobody's come. What's going to happen? Ah, scream, hysteria. Went into the first workshop, came out and couldn't believe how many people were there. And we really would really hope to get as many there as possible. It's a good opportunity to meet, to network, and to, you know, plan for campaigns to keep things going, especially over the winter months.
Absolutely, it all sounds really exciting. So, just to conclude, really, can you remind us again where the book fair is this weekend?
Yeah, sure. It's at Jabez Clegg. Jabez Clegg is in Portsmouth Street, which is very close to the Students' Union. It's, as I said before, walking down from the city centre, just before you get to the Students' Union, it's on the left-hand side. You can actually see it from Oxford Road.
And what time should we expect this on this Saturday, the 26th? What time?
Well, we're starting at 11 o'clock and we're finishing at 5. The first workshop actually starts at 12, and that's the Anarchism 101.
Fantastic. And just to conclude then, if you'd like more information regarding this weekend's book fair, you can log on at bookfair.org.uk. That's bookfair.org.uk. And now we're going to hear a last track, which is in keeping with the spirit of radical direct action and philosophy. What's the last track we'll be hearing today, Bob?
Okay, I've delved right deep into the past on the record collection for this one. There's a band from the 70s called Country Joe McDonald, and it's called What Are We Fighting For? It was written about the Vietnam War, and I was sitting down over the weekend writing an article for Resistance, which is our paper, and it was about the Afghan War. And I just found this tune going round and round and round in my head. What Are We Fighting For?
Fantastic.
Give me an F! Give me an I! Give me an S!
Yes!
Give me an
H!
What's that spell?
Yes.
What's that spell?
Yes.
What's that spell?
Yes. Yeah, come on, all you big strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. He's got himself in a terrible jam. Way down yonder in Vietnam. So put down your books and pick up a gun. I'm gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's one, like a two, like a three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates. Five, ain't no time to wonder why. We're all gonna die. Well, come on, General, let's move fast. The old big chance is come at last. Gotta go out, get those reds. The only good commie is the one that's dead. And you know that peace could only be won when the golden ball of the kingdom come. And it's one, two, three. free. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7. Open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why we're all gonna die. Vietnam. Come on, fathers, don't hesitate. Send them off before it's too late. Be the first one on your block to have every boy come home in a box. And it's 1, 2, 3, what are we fighting for?